As we get into our Leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Kelly Braverman from IU Health. Kelly, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doing well. Thank you.
Good to hear from you again. It's been a while.
It has. We've been a little busy.
Well, gee, I wonder what you've been doing.
Oh, my. I can probably have a shorter list of what we haven't been doing.
Yeah. First of all, how is the new hospital working for you guys?
Oh, my goodness. We are in love. It is wonderful. It's working as designed. The patient flow. We are getting a lot of wonderful feedback from our patients that had spent much time in the older building. We're calling that the legacy building, giving us new comments about, oh, my gosh, it's so easy. And just the same friendly staff, just a lot easier process. So could not be happier.
Good. Now, what's the status of your hospital beds that are available for people who might have to stay there because of COVID?
We accept everybody. We have COVID positive in the house today. We have since pretty much the day we opened the new building. We opened the new building November 8th, and that's when the spike started going up, right? And
mm-hmm.
So we will have those memories forever, being full right out of the gate. I think the hard part is that, we're getting higher volumes of patients that are pretty sick. And we had several of our team members to be quarantined or be home because of kiddos with e-learning or name it, right? And so having a higher caseload and fewer team members to pull on makes it challenging across the United States.
When you have people come in and they're, as we were talking earlier, the coronavirus affects everybody differently. Is there a main thing or two that you guys go to do immediately before you get into the other part, how do you best treat those kind of people?
Put a mask on them. No.
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
That'll work.
Yeah, actually, we mask everybody. Seeing you are correct, there are a lot of differences, but that is what's wonderful about medicine is you treat the person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You find out what their ailments are, what their symptoms are, because every person has what could be different comorbidities. You've got one person that has high blood pressure, another hypertension, another diabetes. Those all impact every disease, not just COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really has to be specific to the human being.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to gloat. I've had two tests and both were negative. I'm going to gloat.
I will not join you in gloating.
Well,
that's bad mojo.
I'm just saying I'm very glad I don't have
you're,
it.
You're a marked man, Hartman.
That's all right. I've been marked before.
No,
so.
I'm so happy for you. I mean, it's a very scary. I have remained negative so far,
mm-hmm.
Very intelligent people that are wearing masks and gloves and ramps that, it should work, right?
It should work.
But all humans have the ability to get tired of this.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Make a mistake, right? And
mm-hmm.
and maybe forget to sanitize their hands after they open the gas station door.
Right.
Things happen, but this vigilance is so important. It works.
That's right. The last time we talked, I asked you about the bricks, how the best way to go get a brick. I know I've had some people call me here at the station wanting to know how they can do it. Have you guys got that settled, how they're going to be able to do that?
We know we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there's no desire to charge anyone for them, but it won't be until spring.
Okay.
At the earliest. We really don't know exactly how it will play out because we're not sure how the bricks are going to come down, if they'll be in a nice position to give away.
Okay.
If there'll be so much mortar on them, they would be sharp and could hurt somebody. We're not sure. We have every desire to do that. I've had people call me personally asking, and I thought, oh gosh, the building's still up. We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But when it's available, I will actually call you guys and make sure you know.
Okay.
So that you can get the word out.
What role are you guys going to play with the vaccine? Are you going to be a spot for people to go get it taken, or are you going to be giving it, or what's all you going to be doing with that?
Yeah, IU Health, definitely. Frankfurt, not at this time. So basically, we are very hopeful that everything gets passed through the FDA. The CDC and the State Department of Health have actually been putting a playbook together to prepare for this. IU Health, Arnett, being one of the bigger sites, Methodist bigger sites, if you think about that, this, the one of the two vaccines has to be kept at a really low temperature.
Yeah, that's the big issue.
Yeah, and so you want to put it, the vaccine distribution, as close to that, obviously, as possible, so that you have the ability to give out as much as possible without it being ruined, right?
Right.
And so we are setting up that right as we speak now, getting prepared based on that playbook. For minimally our own employees, that's where we're starting.
Okay.
That's what this first round is really looking at, being able to provide. We're hopeful this month.
Okay.
So first responders primarily at the beginning?
You betcha. You know, CDC has put out, I would call them guidelines, that they're not mandatory, and then every state takes those guidelines because they may have something different going on in their area, right? You may see a state... I think every state that I've heard of is definitely focused on the healthcare provider as part of their frontline defense, and so that they would be top of the pecking order, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard many states talking about extended care facilities or long-term care facilities, and that being such a vulnerable population, needing to make sure that they're high on that list as well.
Yeah.
The thing that I believe is good is that while that may be the first line of defense getting the vaccine, that's just the first, right? It's still coming. It's not like it's a one and done. They are mass producing and figuring out the distribution logistics so that this goes well beyond just the healthcare provider.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
You know, we are open for business. I think we've got some folks in the whole country, not just Frankfurt, that are contemplating delaying their care because they know we're so getting pounded right now with patients with COVID. But heart attacks are important to address too, and other you know, diseases or ailments. And we want to make sure that everyone in the community understands that we are a very safe place to come and get your care. Please call your primary care physician if you're not sure. Please do not hesitate to get all of your care needs taken care of, because your health isn't just COVID, right?
Right.
It's just the biggest dog in the room at the moment.
Okay. And still undefeated the last time I checked. So.
If I can interject here, Kelly, I'm curious to see about your insight into this, because you mentioned the CDC a few minutes ago. The thing they're talking about now, where it looks like COVID was appearing in the U.S. before it was ever officially announced in China, with a number of cases turning up in blood samples. Do you think that's going to kind of change the paradigm of our appreciation of the impact of this virus? I mean, is it possible we're seeing all these mutations because it was already in the works for a good while?
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. I think the one that I've seen lately was as early as December of 19.
Right, that's what same thing here, yeah.
But, you know, regardless of this disease, I think what I'm hopeful for is that human beings will now realize that we have control of our health, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that wearing a mask works. We know that hand sanitizer works. And maybe we'll make different choices going forward, because it's not just this. It's the flu. It's the next thing, right? There will be something else that we – let's learn from this. And I guess I'm just hopeful that, you know, there's some of these studies going on now about – you know, kids being able to be a lot more resilient. And let's learn from that. What do we need to, what vitamins do we need that these kids, you know, what is it about these kiddos that we can learn from? People much smarter than me are on that ticket.
We'll probably have a diet of Skittles.
I would like that solution. I'll take that.
Especially the green apple.
Gosh. All right.
Hey, I would like to, if I could take a second to just shout out to all of those folks that are on the front lines there, primary care, not just IU Health, everybody, our EMS. You know, when the COVID epidemic first started or pandemic first started, we had a lot of people in the community that were so gracious and saying, hey, thank you. And we would get cards and we would get emails. It is just as scary now as it was then. In fact, it's getting worse. And our teams are resilient. They are amazing. But your thanks and your kudos out to your you know, even your post, you know, U.S. Post Service person that is delivering your mail, those thank yous to appreciate that they're risking themselves every day really go a long way. And so in this, you know, giving or the season of being thankful and getting into the Christmas holiday season, you know, if I could just ask everybody out there to pick one person today to go thank, it goes a long, long way.
Hear, hear.
Okay, sounds good. Kelly, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. If we don't talk to you beforehand, have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm sure we'll talk to you sometime in that time frame, though, but just in case we don't. So you take care and stay safe, and we'll talk to you a little bit later on, okay?
Thank you both.
All right, thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye. That was Kelly Braverman, the president of IU Health Frankfurt, joining us on Leading with 2020 Vision.